What is the celebratory feeling like, especially after all you've been through?
All the hard work has come to fruition. All these guys in this locker room, from the start of our first series against Boston to Chicago to Atlanta, guys stepping up and doing whatever it takes to win. And, it's a true testament of what a team is about. And this is crazy. This is a surreal moment, and we're definitely going to enjoy it. And get ready to play in the next 2 or 3 days. So, I'm going to enjoy this for the next 2 days and go from there.
After all that time sitting on the bench, having to watch in a suit, what did it feel like to be out there and able to contribute today?
It felt amazing. Just to be out there, I definitely wanted to be a part of this celebration, especially a closeout game like that. Just wanted to give my teammates a spark and come in there and make an impact, and I tried to do that. And, it's just, for me, it's just about having the trust in my teammates. For me, not necessarily being 100%, but they all want me out there, and I'm a competitor. Last 4 days have definitely been vital for my knee, and me going out there was my choice, and going out there I felt pretty good.
Can you describe the last 4 days, what you've been through to get to this point, and what tipped the balance today?
We kind of took a different approach in terms of what we were doing, and my knee felt a lot better than it did in the last 3 weeks, and we got things done, and those 4 days were definitely important for me, just for my body, and definitely taking my health serious. And Bron and Deli and Swish and Iman, all told me they have my back, and they support me no matter what, and just trying to be the best teammate as always, try to be and go out there and support my teammates. But tonight was definitely a special night to be out there with all those guys in a closeout game, especially at home.
General manager David Griffin said that the two goals here were to get your rhythm back a little bit and also to have you have some trust on the knee going into the finals. Did you accomplish both those things?
Oh, absolutely. I think the biggest thing was seeing the smiles and being able to compete and go out there and sort of be myself. Obviously, it's not 100%, but for me, it was just going out there and being with my brothers, and that's all I wanted, is just to win this Eastern Conference Championship, win it in Cleveland, more importantly, and for our fans.
How do you see the confidence that this team has what it takes to get 4 more wins?
We've been through so much, and I think Bron's always said it. We have a bunch of young guys in here that we have a fire burning inside of us. We all come from it's crazy. The video that's up there, we all come from different places, literally and figuratively. Just all the things that we've been through individually, and as a team, we've been tested, and now we go into the finals. As together as a team, and having the utmost confidence.
Kyrie, when did you know? Did you know this morning? Did you have to come out, shoot around, and then you figured you were going to go? When did you know?
From a media standpoint, I knew game time. But from my standpoint, I knew last night that I was going to play. I knew that I wasn't going to sit on the bench and watch our guys go through a closeout game. I just wanted to be out there so bad, and I was doing everything the night before and this morning to get myself ready, and took it serious. These last 4 days have been kind of hell for me, just ice and ice and ice and ice, and get my knee right. So now I wanted to be part of this closeout game and part of this Eastern Conference Championship.
When you had to go to the doctors to get that final clearance after you shot around in warm-ups, were you sort of like, yeah, I'm playing, or did you have to wait for them to okay it?
I waited for our doctors to okay it. Yeah.